Juno Award-winning album Bravado. That's Rose Cousins, and the song was called The Benefits of Being Alone. I met Rose Cousins at the Carlton, which is a little club in Halifax. Actually, Mike Campbell, who started the club, he had been in the hospital for a while and actually made it out for this show. It was Jim Cuddy and friends during the Halifax weekend in the Junos. And Rose came up to me, and we had never met in person before. I know that we had meant to. We were both nominated for the same Juno when she won hers, and we couldn't do it because it was, virtually done because of the pandemic. But she came up to me and really had really nice things to say about my songs and my voice. And I was floored because I love her stuff, too. She's incredible. She got up on stage with Jill Barber and Jen Grant, and they sang a couple songs. And I'm glad to be able to play their music right here on the Jukebox. Coming up on the show, we've got Give It Up. And this is from a group called Bell Fountain. It's a new indie folk rock project, fronted by a multi-instrumentalist by the name of Chris Graham, who is a Juno Award-winning producer. But before we get to that, I want to play Robert Bradley's Blackwater Surprise in a song called Once Upon a Time. I loved the CD, bought it in 1995 at Steve's Music on Yonge Street, you know, the really famous one here in Toronto. They're from Detroit, Michigan, and when music television was a thing, I saw a piece on them. He was a blind busker, and a group found him, and they put this whole thing together. It's amazing. Not sure what happened to them, but this song is something that I'm sure you will really enjoy. Here on the Jukebox is Robert Bradley's Blackwater Surprise.
Once upon a time, when I was in high school, I'm 72, have a
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Got an old guitar from my Uncle Richie. So you cross the lines, thinking that's color. It's leaving pieces behind you at all your ex-lovers. And now all that is left is just a constant reminder to give it all away to make it count for something. You gotta give it all away to make it count for something. With a reckless heart, yeah, with a reckless heart, yeah, a reckless heart.
You're listening to The Jukebox. I am your host, Julian Taylor. That is a song called Reckless Heart by Alberta's J.J. Shiplett, a wonderful soul and a wonderful musician and songwriter. Last time I saw JJ was in a locker room, a hockey locker room. We were getting ready to do the Juno Cup, and he helped me with my shirt because, well, my hair is pretty long, and putting anything on, especially hockey equipment, can be rather difficult. So thank you, JJ, and I am really stoked for all of your success. We have music from Noreen Braun, a song called Ascending Lullaby about the passing and transcending of her mother. We've played Noreen on the show several times and really love her music. Also, Janet Panic with a brand new track from Janet called I Forgot. Janet and I go way back to when 106 FM was Voices Radio. She was one of the people that worked there and got me in to play some of my music back in 2014. I can't believe it's been a decade that I've known Janet. She also did some stuff with Element FM and is a very wonderful Indigenous singer-songwriter. Music from The Land Down Under, Misha and the Warabinda Singers with Blue Moon. That's coming up on the show as well. They are from the Warabinda community in Queensland, Australia. Now, Matthew Holtby with a tune called Big Mouth. I've known Matthew for a really long time. He actually was a radio DJ and music director himself before he went out on his own to pursue this solo career. So happy to play Matthew on the show. Here is Big Mouth on The Jukebox.
We'll be right back. This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. The sun rising over a South Texas grassland finds a flock of sparrows, like these Cassin sparrows we're hearing, perching atop a mesquite bush. They're awaiting the sun's first warming rays. Suddenly, the sparrows flee as a dark bird of prey races toward them, flying just above the ground at breakneck speed. This time, the sparrows escape, and their pursuer, an aplumado falcon, alights to survey the landscape. It's a truly handsome bird, its plumage a bold pattern of black, white, and rust. Aplumado falcons were once widespread residents of the American Southwest, but by the 1950s, they'd disappeared entirely from the region. Loss of habitat, loss of prey, and pesticides all played a role. But in the 1980s, a group called the Peregrine Fund began breeding captive aplumado falcons. Over the next 25 years, 1,500 fledglings were set free in South Texas. At the same time, conservation pacts with private landowners provided more than 2 million acres of habitat. While work remains to ensure the bird's recovery, the handsome aplumado falcon appears to have regained a solid foothold in the American Southwest. BirdNote gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at BirdNote Radio.
Noise of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too on CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.